Yeah. Okay. I got to go. I got to go. I'll mention his name, okay? Yep. Attaboy, thank you. And give my best to Timmy Boo Henson. Okay. Thank you. They watch it on YouTube, and they listen to me, and they just fell in love with Jolly Joe Timmer. Timmy Boo Henson. He does have cerebral palsy, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's got his laptop with him, and he just loves the Jolly Joe Timmer Show. Timmy Boo Henson. All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Timmy. Timmy Boo Henson. It is sunny, 1100 here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Get out and push it out.
Your spirit upon Timmy Boo.
Light up your goddamn lights!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Twitter
suits. It's a psych!
You need to learn how to suck a goddamn dick.
Seven hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will fall.
Oh, God, no.
I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah, the Freaks, Dimension with you, back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great one for you today. I'm not sick, I just have allergies. That's why I sound a little stuffy. I made the mistake of watching the news, which I never do, despite Distorted View being an infotainment program. I remember one of the first articles that was ever written about DV was on a conservative, believe it or not, it was a conservative right-wing website called Men's News Daily or something like that. And the headline read, is Distorted View the future of infotainment? The answer, sadly, yes. Yes, it is. In fact, more 18 to 35-year-olds get their news from Distorted View Daily than from any other outlet aside from TV, radio, newspaper, and, like, news podcasts. What's that? Nancy Sangiacomo, my producer? That's not true. I'm making it up? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, well, Distorted View is beating the Telegraph in terms of reaching news to people. What about ham radio? No? There's a lot of ham radio enthusiasts? God damn it. All right, well, look. We've got some work ahead of us if we want to become a news leader. But a lot of people do get their news from Distorted View, mostly fucktards. That's all right, I'll take it. So two big news stories that I'm interested in. The first, of course, is the Secret Service prostitution sex scandal. It's got Distorted View written all over it, and it's an international incident. I love it. And I love that there's like, what, 11 different Secret Service guys, I think, involved. And they're all telling different stories. Like, no one can get their story straight, which means, you know, if there's 11 Secret Service guys, 10 of them are lying, at least. And then these prostitutes, it's all, like, even though prostitution is kind of legal there, I guess, in some parts, like, some of the girls may have been underage, and there's, like, 20 women involved. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I've been piecing together different parts of the story. And I'm not paying super close attention to it, so you don't have to call and correct me if I get anything wrong. But the way I understand it is, there's 11 Secret Service agents and 20 women. That's just fucking greedy. Also, like, who knew their jobs were so fucking easy? They had a lot of downtime to be fucking around with prostitutes. It's, you know, we've got a black president here. Who would possibly want to harm him? A black American president in a foreign country meeting with other officials. You know, he'll be fine. Let's get laid. Let me read you a little bit from a news story here. At least 20 women, some of them prostitutes, were brought back to a Columbia hotel by a traveling team of Secret Service agents, horny Secret Service agents, and military personnel. So not all these guys were Secret Service agents, but they were part of the military. 20 or 21 women foreign nationals were brought to the hotel. I believe that's called a gangbang. 11 of the Americans involved were involved with the Secret Service. Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan said that 11 Secret Service agents and officers were telling different stories to investigators about who the women were. Sullivan has dispatched more investigators to Columbia to interview the women. I'm sure the prostitutes will tell you exactly how it all went down. If there's one good thing about this story, it's that it's taking some attention, finally, away from the Trayvon Martin case. I'm so sick of hearing about that. Look, hoodies don't kill people. Black people kill people. Hey, I'm going by the numbers here, freaks. Actually, I do sort of agree that there is a bias against black people. No, that's silly. That would be called racism, and we all know that was eradicated with Martin Luther King. With a little help from Abraham Lincoln, vampire hunter. What was I saying? No, there is some bias against people who wear hoodies. I've been a victim of this. I'm in the process of creating a ribbon, hoodie awareness. When occasionally I've got four dogs, and one of them gets out all the time, just runs, and she thinks it's a fucking game. This last time it was 7 hours I was chasing after her. She stays in the area, but she, you know, doesn't want to be caught, right? So I was walking around the neighborhood with my roommate, and I was wearing a hoodie, as I always do, because I fucking love hoodies. I've got like 30 hoodies in different colors, different styles, patterns. I'm a hoodie freak, and I've talked about it on the show before, right? As I'm looking for my dog, the cops were called by a fucking woman who lived a couple streets over, who saw me walking on the sidewalk. That's what pedestrians do. They walk on the sidewalk looking for my dog. But I was wearing a hoodie. And she freaked the fuck out, saying that... She called the cop. There's someone suspicious walking the streets. He keeps walking up and down. And he's wearing a hoodie. He looks menacing. Now, you guys have seen me, right? I'm the least threatening-looking person ever. I was kind of scruffy. Maybe I didn't shave. But does that equal criminal? If you prick me, do we not bleed? It was ridiculous. And what really upset me is that the woman paid close enough attention that she saw that I was wearing a hoodie and I looked menacing as I was walking up and down the road multiple times. Did she not see the fucking leash in my hand? You know, I was chasing after my dog. I had a fucking treat in my other hand. What sort of fucking rapist has a snossage in his hand before he tackles a woman and sticks his cock in her? For Christ's sakes! I'm Team Trayvon all the way. I know, right? That's a shocking stance coming from such a racist like myself. No, I love black people. It's the Jews I have a problem with. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's get into today's program. Get 'em Steve Dave sent this first clip in. This is a story that aired on his local news. Take a listen.
This is KY3 News at 6.
Tonight, a mother is upset over a classroom incident that left her kindergartner embarrassed. Good evening, I'm Jerry Jacobs.
Oh, no. God forbid there's an embarrassed child.
I'm Lisa Rosen.
These fucking parents. If any bad thing happens to their kid, they're all over it, threatening to sue. I mean, bad things happen to kids. Kids get beat up in school. They get made fun of. School is a shitty, shitty time. But it molds you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it helped you grow up.
I'm Lisa Rosen. We'll be talking to Steve Grant in Washington.
Because, you know, when you're an adult, shitty stuff happens all the time. You got to be prepared to deal with it. You can't be coddled your entire life.
I'm Lisa Rosen. We'll be talking to Steve Grant in Washington a little later in the newscast. It was a 6-year-old girl who had an accident in her classroom. Now her parents are pushing for policy changes.
All right, so a girl shit herself. And the parents are upset with the school.
KY3's Sarah Forhatz has the story from Southwest R5 School in Washburn.
They told me that the teacher had asked her to go to the restroom before testing time.
This seems entirely reasonable to me, all right? Look, we're going to have a test, and most tests last, what, half hour, hour at the most, something like that? All right. So if anyone needs to go to the bathroom, go now, or else you're going to have to hold it. And, you know, I'm sorry, 6-year-olds should be able to hold it for a fucking half hour.
Before testing time.
Lisa Skidmore says asking...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Their last name. That poor kid doesn't have a chance. For the rest of her education, the kids are going to be calling her... Skidmark Skidmore.
Before testing time.
Lisa Skidmore says asking a young child to go to the bathroom on demand is next to impossible.
You can't do that to a six-year-old.
That's why when her kindergartner told her teacher she had to go to the restroom during the test and wasn't allowed, Lisa couldn't believe it.
And the other thing is, like, having to hold piss is way worse than having to hold shit, in my opinion. I can hold shit for a long time. You just clench your fucking anus. You know what I mean? Like holding your piss is more painful.
It wasn't allowed. Lisa couldn't believe it. Her little girl couldn't hold it.
She was still had...
Oh, no.
Poop. Diarrhea poop. Coming out.
You know there are going to be some great auto-tune remixes.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Poop. Diarrhea, poop, poop. Diarrhea, diarrhea, poop, poop, poop. Diarrhea, diarrhea, Skidmore. All right, let's continue on here.
Poop, diarrhea, poop. Coming out the back, up front, down her legs.
Skidmore says her daughter was forced to sit in the class for the remainder of test time.
That's right, bitch. You wallow in your own filth for the rest of the day.
About 15 minutes. Then mom was called after the test. And it 15. Was another 20-minute drive to school to pick her daughter up. All the while, her little girl had to sit in the mess. No one bothered to clean her up, though a teacher did give her a trash bag to wrap around herself.
Don't even treat a dog that way.
She says she's hoping policy will change and common sense will prevail.
I don't want this to happen to any other kid. That's the point of it, too, you know? I
poop.
Don't want this
diarrhea,
ever happening.
Diarrhea,
we
poop.
Talked to the school superintendent. He didn't want to go on camera,
up
but Mr. Bob Walker tells
up
us that he
the
wishes
leg.
The school would have handled it differently. He said, bottom line, we regret what happened. But he says from here on out, he has instructed all of his teachers to be more sensitive to possible situations that might come up like this one.
Yeah.
The little girl's dad has a tough time even talking about it.
If any parent, sent their kids to school with crappy pants,
poop, diarrhea,
crappy pants
up and down the leg, okay.
Crappy pants, those parents would be facing.
That could be her nickname too, crappy pants. Although I like Skidmore.
Crappy pants, those parents would be facing criminal charges.
All right.
I believe that with
all my heart. With all my heart, I believe it. All right, so there you go. Thank you very much. Get him, Steve, Dave. Excellent news report. Moving on. Here's a young girl trying to say the word fire pit.
Do you like fire pits?
Faggot.
Yeah, it comes out faggot. Or maybe fuck it. I think it comes out. It sounds like faggot to me.
Fire pits.
Oh, fuck it.
The parents think it sounds like fuck it.
Are we going to have a fire pit for daddy's birthday?
I might have a chip on my shoulder. Because every single caller into the voicemail line starts off with, hey, faggot.
You are crazy.
Oh, she's so precious.
Can you say fire pit, mommy?
Don't say fire pit, mommy.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, we gotta work on that.
All right, very funny. Moving on, here's a girl gagging on some jizz.
Let's see what she's gagging on.
She just swallowed a bunch.
Can you fill you up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, swallow it.
Open your mouth.
She's gagging already.
You like it? Oh, you need to swallow it?
Oh, a bunch of it just came shooting out of her mouth.
You like it? Oh, you need to swallow it?
You're gagging on it. Just swallow it. It's
swallow
not that
it.
Bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Swallow it.
Wow, that was a lot.
That was a lot, right? You got it on your, like, under your eye, too.
All right, he's trying to be helpful there. You got some under your eye. And finally, before we get into the news, this is from some reality show that features cops. It might
Where
be cops.
You get that food? You got cookies and Cheetos, man.
Oh.
Can't beat that.
Can't be that.
Right, I don't know if this guy's retarded, drunk, or on drugs.
Where do you get that food? You got cookies and Cheetos, man.
Oh.
Can't beat that.
I don't know how prisons work, but for some reason this guy was arrested. He got in a car accident or something, and it was his fault. He's not behind bars, though. He's sort of like in a waiting room area, and they're served food.
I got cookies and Cheetos, man.
He gets cookies and Cheetos.
Can't beat that. That's a bold statement. I think you can beat that, man. Look at those beans.
That's yours. Go ahead, grab and eat it.
Get beans, too. Beans and baked Lays. Spilling his water.
Thank you so much.
Get over to your seat.
The problem was that seat was wet, you know? Whoa! No, it doesn't taste like water.
Sugar water. It's even better.
City Punch. They call it City Punch. I swear to God.
What are you here for today?
A taxi cab. These Vegas taxi drivers are ridiculous. I was driving probably 10 to 15 miles an hour in the far right lane, just getting ready to pull into my hotel. Literally, out of nowhere, this guy... I'm just driving along. Yes, I might have been adjusting the radio knob or something.
Or texting.
This guy burns.
Or smoking pot.
And right in front of me when the car in front is at a complete stop. I slammed on the brakes as fast as I could. Nothing I could do. Right into the back. I hit her probably at 6 miles an hour. Tops. And on top of that, she was probably going too. So the relative speed of impact is like 3.8 miles an hour.
Oh.
Pretty close. All right.
Yeah.
Eat your lunch before.
You can shake hands.
We did some quick math there.
Are they dirty?
Okay, very good. I don't know what the hell's going on in that clip. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, 7 a week, we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. You now get complete archives of DVDA, the Distorted View Daily After Show. I'll be doing another one of those today at 3 p.m. Very exciting. Catch it live on Ustream. If you can't make it, though, you can watch it on the Sideshow. Sign up right now. Tax refunds are coming in. You can afford the $50, you cheap asses. All right. I'm sorry, that may have been unnecessarily harsh, but seriously, sign up. Support the program. Also, don't forget about coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com, where you can get 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. Now listen, the deal has just gotten better. I'm sweetening the pot, the honey pot. Now those 3 free adult DVDs are not just randomly picked. You get to pick them. Yes! You're in control of your own destiny. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. If you've already used coupon code FREAK, or if you're having trouble with it, try coupon code DV. Yes! Super secret passcode. Use coupon code DV now, and you'll also save 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. So use coupon code FREAK or DV. The letters DV. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, where's Taps? Yes, we've got a celebrity down. Celebrity down. Casey Kasem has won. Yes, Dick Clark is dead. At 82, we'll never have to sit through another excruciating countdown again. Nor will we watch the awkward, cringe-inducing New Year's kiss he shares with his wife. That slobbery mess. Yes, Dick Clark has passed away. America lost one of its preeminent television stars on Wednesday as Dick Clark passed away at the age of 82. Clark, the longtime host of American Bandstand and a staple on ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve, suffered a stroke, as you all know, in 2004. I made fun of it pretty much every year after that, right? I think he had a heart attack or something. Maybe another stroke. One of those things did him in. Now, I realize this might be considered insensitive because, you know, he just died mere hours ago. But I've got to play one of the greatest moments in television history. It's Dick Clark's 2010 countdown. It's the last fail of the decade. Here he is.
20, 19,
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10,
what?
11,
what?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Oh. Couldn't imagine being anywhere else in the world. This is where the excitement is. You can hear it in my voice. All right. No, I'm going to miss that, actually. Made doing the first episode of the year so much fun here on Distorted View, listening to his countdown.
7, 4, 19. Happy New Year. Where's my wife at so I can kiss her?
All right. It's weird because, you know, he's got very dry lips, like the old person. But the second he starts making out with his wife, though, it's very, very slobbery for some reason. All right. So there you go. Dick Clark is dead. There you go. The future of sex tourism lies in robot prostitutes, two Victoria University researchers have theorized. Management professor Ian Yeaman, a futurist with an interest in tourism and prostitution. It's more of a hobby, though. And sexologist Michelle Mars have looked to how red light districts might operate in the year 2050. Future! The future scenario of sex tourism suggests android prostitutes will reign supreme, eliminating the risk of contracting sexually transmitted infections in an industry free from sex slavery. Their paper, Robots, Men, and Sex Tourism. That sounds like an interesting read, actually. Published in the journal Futures, imagines a sex club in Amsterdam named Yub Yum. Sex tourists will pay about 10,000 euro for an all-inclusive service from massages to lap dances to intercourse from the scantily clad robots parading around. In an increasingly youth and beauty-fixated society, Yub Yum would provide a range of sexual gods and goddesses of different ethnicities, body shapes, ages, languages, and sexual features. Yub Yum would be staffed by androids and licensed by the council, meaning it could be regulated and used to market the city as a sex tourism destination. Amsterdam's tourist industry is built on an image of sex and drugs. The council was worried that if the red light district were to close, it would have a detrimental effect on the city's brand and tourism industry. The androids would be made of bacteria-resistant fiber, and would be flushed for human fluids. Therefore, guaranteeing no STIs are transferred between consumers. So there you go. I can't wait for the future. Robot sex is safer sex, free from the constraints, precautions, and uncertainties of the real deal, according to the paper there. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me. Yeah!
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
Yeah, Clearwater, Florida, to be exact. Clearwater police have arrested a woman for child abuse after they say she tried to toss her three-month-old baby into the ocean. Why, you ask? Because she thought he was possessed by demons. A property manager called police Tuesday afternoon when she arrived at the apartment and noticed it was flooded. The manager found the 39-year-old mother inside making bizarre comments and throwing things. Police say the woman, what's her name, Lydia Chaco, believed her baby was covered in lizards and snakes, oh my, and said she was trying to keep the demons out. She then left the apartment on foot, carrying the baby by his feet. Okay, meth is a hell of a drug, right? Officers found the woman on Palm Bluff, standing on the seawall half naked and holding the child. They were able to distract her long enough with something shiny to grab the three-month-old. Police believe Chaco intended to throw the baby into the water. Neither was injured. So there you go. Happy endings. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Voicemail time. This is where I get to hear from my freaky deekies. If you'd like to participate, 206-666-4463. That's the voicemail line. Again, it's 206-66-OH-GOD. O-H-G-O-D, as in, oh, God, this segment is usually an abortion. All right, here we go.
Hi, Tennessee Henson. This is Danny from Canada calling.
I just want to say that I love your show. I've been listening for almost 4 years, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say, fuck all those assholes that think that the music special was garbage. That was, honestly, my most favorite fucking episode ever.
Yeah, some people really liked the music special. A couple people thought it was annoying. Specifically, a lot of people mentioned my voice annoyed them.
I am a
good singer.
Do more of them. Keep up the good work.
Not any worse than that, Zooey Deschanel.
The fabric of our life.
Right? You remember that cotton commercial about stupid Zooey Deschanel?
The touch, the feel.
She kind of sounds like Mrs. Miller.
Of cotton, the fabric of our life.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Such a Member, CJ, the 34-year-old near
hey,
from Seattle.
Hey, CJ,
and,
check it
got
in.
A few quick things, and I'll make it short. The first thing was I loved the music episode.
Thank you.
Definitely hope to hear more of those in the future. I listened to it twice. The only song I didn't hear on there that I wanted to was Hairdresser, so... Maybe I'll make it to the next one. The second thing was a little personal update. My girlfriend and I had a bit of a birth control mishap. She had an IUD that malfunctioned.
Whoa!
And I ended up spending a very nice afternoon in my local neighborhood Planned Parenthood waiting room. Had a very positive experience there. And then the third thing is that I've decided to change my call-in name from CJ the 34-year-old Nerdhead to just CJ.
Okay.
I still have cancer and everything, but I didn't think that I would be alive now, and
all right,
I clearly am.
Look, we all know who CJ is. We don't have to keep calling him the near dead. He is going to live for a very long time, and he didn't think he was going to live this long. All right, you know, if he was a betting man, he would not have bet that he would be still around. But he is, and which means he's going to live forever.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and change it to just CJ.
All right, that's fine. Of course, CJ calling in. He's just known as CJ now. He's dropping the near dead. And congratulations on your abortion. I guess I kind of dozed off in that during that call. I think what he was saying is his girlfriend had an abortion. I don't know. Here is the Zooey Deschanel cotton commercial. She rhymed day with day, first of all. That bugged me.
It was a nice day.
Well, how does it go?
Woke up today, it was another nice day.
Really? Okay. Woke up today. How long did it take you to come up with those lyrics, for Christ's sakes?
Woke up today, it was another lovely day.
Ah, fuck you. Sorry, I'm getting a little too worked up. Let's do a few more voicemails and then I'll get out of here, I promise.
Hey, Tim. This is a Florida sideshow freak.
Okay.
Just listening to your Thursday show.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Thursday.
Sure.
Talking about AT&T U-verse.
Yeah.
Fucking with you. I actually work for AT&T U-verse here in Florida. Call me back on this number here that shows up on your caller ID.
Well, I appreciate it, and finally someone could help me from U-verse. I've got a U-verse freak. Unfortunately, you're a little too late. I get to these voicemails, 2 weeks after after they come in, and I apologize, but I did get everything worked out with U-verse for now. But I'm going to save your phone number because I'm sure I will have problems going forward, and I will take you up on that offer. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, this is Stankonia, and I have a great idea for you, man. You know how the Heart Attack Grill will give, like, free burgers or triple burgers to people if you're, like, over 300 pounds or something like that? I was thinking that you could give maybe, like, a discount on a membership if people can prove they have an STD. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. So... You know, I always say STD spread the distortion. You're saying that I should give discounts, like sideshow membership discounts, to those listeners who actually have an STD or STI.
Hello. Hey, what's up, man? It's Danconia. Hey, listen, dude. I just feel like I talked to you. Is it possible that if you ever remember a DV meetup, you might be in some sort of freak danger? Like, you know, like someone stick you up a syringe, you know?
I don't know. It's not the listeners that I have. I'm worried about. It's people who hate my program. Think I'm a monster.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Those are the ones who would probably come after me.
I was just thinking, all this Bader talk, they all sound the same, really low voice,
yeah.
Talking about baiting their fucking penises.
You can find patterns in all of this stuff, in the way girls talk, speak in pornos, the way guys do it, the Baders. Oh, I'm sorry. You got a point.
They all sound the same, really low voice, and talking about baiting their fucking penises, yeah. Making love to their cock.
Yeah.
If you think about it, they all...
Cock is my God. I love the guy who says, cock is my God.
All kind of sound the same, and they all sound like Harrison Ford.
You think so?
Like this, and very kind of monotone. but yeah, something that you...
Maybe Harrison Ford is a baiter. Good theory.
Him. Yeah. Tone Deb Juan. Just, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm a bit behind in shows.
Now I'm a bit behind in the voicemails. Well, I did have a very good week off, kind of. Not really. It was all right.
Sorry, I'm sick. Jagoo, Timmy Boo.
Jagoo.
It's Sideshow Member Bunny.
Hi,
I'm
Bunny.
I'm glad to hear you're back.
Thank you.
And I'm listening to your Wednesday show today on Wednesday night while doing my homework late at night. And, oh, my God, I heard you mentioning AT&T Uverse, and I had to call in and complain the fuck with AT&T Uverse. Oh my God, that's what we have. We have like the phone, internet, TV.
Yeah,
deal.
That's what we have, everything except the phone.
And that shit is expensive,
yeah.
For crappy service. And I always complain to my roommates that we should get something else. And they're like, no, there's an iPad app for it.
The iPad app is kind of cool, but it's not, you know, not worth the fucking hassle. And they get you with these low prices with the, you know, the initial 6 month contract, and then after that they don't care about you. Jack up the price, $60, $80.
You don't want to do Time Warner Cable.
By the way, now I'm paying. Here's the deal: if you bitch enough, they will work with you. And by when I say bitch, I mean you call pretty much every 800 number they have, and then get on fucking Facebook. Facebook is the key. You start bad-mouthing them on Facebook where a bunch of people can see, they are so quick to help you. So now I'm paying – I was going to be paying like $180, I think. And now it's like
$117.
Expensive. Yes. Yes. Who's taking advantage of who now?
Mediocre service. It always freezes on me.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. Those fucking receivers are the worst.
Internet always crashes.
Yes, it's always crashing.
We had the worst time with the internet,
especially when you first start start it up. It'll act like it's working okay, you know, you'll start watching something that's recorded and you'll fast forward like the first minute or so because it's like commercials or the previous episode, and then it stops in the middle of, you know, fast forwarding. You're like, oh shit, here it comes, it's gonna crash.
Because I used to play World of Warcraft all the time with my roommate. And it was always a battle for the internet because it's always getting disconnected.
Oh, really? I've been pretty lucky with the internet service. It's been fast and
lag,
that's good.
The TV. Oh, and then the stupid TV service. I'm always kicked off of TV if one person is watching HD. It fucking sucks. I stopped watching TV because of Uverse. So I'm sorry. I had to rant.
I know. Believe me, I went through a week of hell with those fuckers. But it's all resolved now. Just bitch a lot. Just call them up and complain. And don't stop until you get some credits on your account. Just work the system, woman. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it no God?
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Spread the distortion, STD. Even better, if you do have an STD, I guess, you might be entitled to a discount on your next Sideshow membership. We'll see. I don't know. All right, we will be back tomorrow if you are Sideshow freaks, because I got an exclusive program for you guys. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Woke up today. It was another lovely day to watch the sun rise and fall again from my window that touched the breeze.
goddamn ass up.